In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. People love to know secrets. Knowing a secret makes you feel a little special. Makes you feel that you've got something up on everyone else around you. It makes you feel entitled to a piece of information that other people don't know. People love to know secrets. The only thing people love to know, love more than knowing a secret, is telling a secret to someone else. This morning, we all know a secret. We are all on the inside of a great big secret that not everyone knows about. We know a secret that many of the people in the gospel passage this morning don't know. There is a big secret going on here. And before I talk about what the secret is, I want to talk for a second about what it isn't. We all know this secret, but let's not be confused about what it is. What this secret isn't is that Jesus is a good teacher. That's not a secret in this morning's gospel passage. It's not a secret in the world we live in. The fact that so many people are pressing in, chasing Jesus down from one side of the lake to the other, that no matter where he goes, he's drawing a crowd, that his reputation has gotten around, it's not a secret that Jesus can speak, that he can teach. It's not a secret that he is eloquent, that he has these interesting parables, and that he can convey scripture to people in new and exciting ways. That's not a secret. Everybody there that's following Jesus around knows this. That's why they're following him around. That's why there's so many people are chasing him down. It's not a secret that Jesus is a good teacher. The other thing that's not a secret is that Jesus is a healer. It's not a secret because even this one woman, she had heard, she knew that this man had some healing powers. People have seen him perform miracles. They've seen him go and cast out demons. They've seen him heal people. And so this woman knows that this Jesus has some miraculous powers in this world, that he can fix some things. Not only this woman, but also the leader of the synagogue, Jairus. He knows, he has heard about this Jesus. And the fact that this Jesus has some powers, that's why when his little daughter gets sick, he goes off to find this Jesus and to ask him to come and fix his daughter. So the fact that Jesus can teach and the fact that he can sometimes do miracles in this world, that's not a secret. What is a secret, and what we know, and what we learn at the end of this morning's gospel, is that this man, who is an excellent teacher, who is a sometime performer of miracles and healer, what we learn at the end of the story is that this man has the power over death. That is a secret. That's a secret that Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, he didn't know it, because the moment that his little daughter died, the people came to him and saying, "That's all right, send him back. We don't need him anymore. She's dead. There's nothing more he can do here." He would have dismissed Jesus had Jesus not overheard what they had said to him. They didn't know at that time that this man could take somebody who was dead and turn it into a mere sleep, to raise that person back to life again. They didn't know, and the crowd didn't know either, because Jesus left the crowd behind at this point in the story. Only a few people got to be in that room with him to see him take that little girl and bring her back to life. Only a few people then and there knew just how powerful this Jesus was. But even that little glimpse that they got wasn't the whole story. And maybe that's why they're commanded at that point in the story not to go telling it. They've been given a glimpse of what Jesus' mission is about, but they don't know the whole story yet. They can't fully grasp, and they're likely to get it wrong, as we humans are almost always likely to get things wrong. They're likely to interpret it as being Jesus fixing things in this world. But then again, that's what so many of those people that were following Jesus around, who believed that he was a good teacher and a sometime healer, really wanted from Jesus. They wanted him to fix their lives in this world. And what Jesus' mission was about so much more than that. And this is one of the first glimpses we get of that. Is that the power that he has for us and for our lives isn't just about fixing us here and now. It's about transforming us. It's about taking the death that we are all bound for and turning it into something else. Turning it into new and transformed and resurrected life. And that's something that at this point in the gospel is a secret. Only a few people get to know and get to see it now. But we who are Christians living in the 21st century, we who are the heirs to the disciples and the apostles, we already know the end of this story as we sit here and read it. We already are on the inside in that room with Jesus as he raises that little girl from the dead, but we, in reading that, already know what's going to happen to him. We know the secret of his life. We know that this man, in a little while, is going to be put to death. We know that he is going to be crucified on a cross, and we also know that 3 days later, he is going to come back to life again. We know the secret about this Jesus. Those people who were following him around the shores of the lake, they didn't know that yet. They had not witnessed his resurrection yet, but they will. And when they do, after Jesus is dead and comes back to life again, he gathers those disciples with him. He gathers them together again, and one last time he says to them, "Not keep this to yourselves like he did before." No. The last time that he gathers them together after his death and resurrection, after they have witnessed the fact that he has power over death, that his life and ministry is about more than just fixing this world, but about transforming it, preparing it for the next world. After they have witnessed that, he gathers them together and doesn't say, "Keep this to yourselves." He says, "Go into the whole world and proclaim this. Tell this. Turn people into disciples. Proclaim the resurrection of the dead. Proclaim forgiveness of sins. Baptize. Baptize everyone." The secret is out. We are no longer bound to keep this information about Jesus to ourselves. The fact that he can not only preach well, teach well, and occasionally fix something here and there, but the fact that he can take death and turn it into life. The fact that he offers us something more than just a repaired world, but a transformed, resurrected one. That he promises us not just to fix our ailing bodies from time to time, but to give us a new body and a new world. That is the secret about Jesus that we know. And that is the secret that we are proclaimed to go into the world telling. People love to tell secrets, so it's time to start telling this one to the world. Because I assure you, much of the world now, like much of the world then, doesn't know it. We live in a world that is constantly weeping and wailing like those mourners outside of the little girl's room. We live in a world that sees death all around it, that sees suffering, that sees pain. We live in a world that doesn't see hope or light. We live in a world that if they know Jesus, they might think of him as a good teacher or as someone who is just merely about fixing the problems of this world. But they may not know the true secret about him. That is our job as Christians. Our job as witnesses to the disciples is, and witnesses to the resurrection, is to go out into the world, letting the world know that secret. Letting the world know that this man has the power over death. That he can turn death into life. That he can turn death into a mere sleep. A mere moment along our journey, but he offers us so much more than just a quick fix. We're living in an exciting time in the life of the church, and in particular the Episcopal Church. Yesterday, the Episcopal Church in convention gathered and elected a new presiding bishop. The bishop is Bishop Michael Curry of North Carolina. And he is a man who has established much of his reputation as a bishop as being an evangelist. Somebody whose life and ministry and work is about going into the world, letting them know that we, the Episcopal Church, believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in his resurrection, and we are about making disciples and going into the world and proclaiming this secret that we know. He was overwhelmingly elected on one ballot. It was a very clear statement that the church is ready for somebody to lead it into the world, lead it out and start proclaiming truly this faith that we have. Not merely to sit back idly and assume that the world knows what we know, but to take Jesus' charge, to take his commission to go out into the world seriously. And to start proclaiming what we believe about this Jesus Christ. It's an exciting time, I think, because this is exactly what we need to be doing as the church. We need to be telling this secret that we know. We need to be asking ourselves, honestly and truly, what are we doing to make sure that the world that needs to hear this news knows it? We, each and every one of us here this morning, know a secret. And we need to ask ourselves, what are we doing to make sure that the world hears this? The secret about Jesus is out. Now go and tell everyone you know. Amen.